It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Cinco time.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. All right, Yankee fans, tonight is a huge night. And again, you can hear all the coverage right here on WFAN with an 8 o'clock first pitch right around there. I'm going to give you the five reasons the Yankees need to end this series tonight. Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Selfishly, so we can all enjoy some family time, the apple picking, pumpkin picking, and college football gambling without stressing all day that there's a game Saturday night.
Amen. Amen. Like, I know how it feels as a Met fan to have a few days where I can just take a deep breath. I think Yankee fans deserve that, too. We deserve a few days to kind of game plan the LCSs and also relax and spend time with our loved ones.
Hell yes. Here we go.
Number four.
Aaron Judge needs to get his head on straight before Monday's game one, and I don't need him slumping with even more pressure in a game five. And if the Yankees escape there, give him the 3-day reset.
Right.
Let's go.
But he's getting close.
He's getting close.
Getting close. Couple to the warning track.
Well, you're right, but think about it. If they lose tonight, I'm under the assumption Judge has done nothing again. So that's what he's talking.
You may be right.
If he hits a home run or he has 3 or 4 RBIs.
The odds are they're going to have won the game.
Yeah, no, right. I agree. But I do also agree with Tiki that if you look at his at-bats last night, the first at-bat he lined the shortstop, hit one almost to the warning track in the fourth. Like, he's close, man. Like, you can feel it. Aaron Judge is going to wake up soon.
I don't disagree. Here we go.
Number three.
The number three reason the Yankees need to end the series tonight is so Mets fans can remember there's another team in this town that probably is better than them.
Oh, look at that. Fighting words.
Well, last night, I got to be honest, was the first time I got a
look. I mean, who won the Subway Series?
4-0.
Exactly. Yeah, great. Great. Okay, show me where Jermai Jones and J.D. Davis are in Kansas City.
I was about to say the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
And Stanton, Stanton didn't play in any of the four.
That's a good point. Yeah, that first one with Jermai Jones.
Yep.
I don't think I've seen Sean that mad about a Yankees lineup ever.
I don't think the argument that the Mets are better than the Yankees, which is a stupid argument to have now, maybe we'll have it in a week and a half, I wouldn't do it based on season series. I would do it based on something Tiki said yesterday, and I was thinking about it all day while I was at Mets-Phillies. The Mets have been better than the Phillies for 4 months.
Right.
Yeah. Like, Philly fans today, they're saying, the Mets got hot at the right time. That's not really true.
Nope.
The Mets have been better for 4 months, and you could say the same of Mets-Yankees. Like, the Mets have been a better team for four months. Yeah. This is not a case of a team just getting hot because they haven't just gotten hot.
Mm-hmm. But this is the first weeknight the Yankees have had the space to themselves without the Mets. So I'm very much looking forward to that.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Number two.
And Evan just alluded to this. Nobody including Carlos Rodon and his family. Nobody needs Carlos Rodon pitching a game five.
Yeah, put him in game one.
It's a very scary. It's the opposite of what the Mets dealt with last night. Think about this. The specter was if the Mets lose, they got to go to Philly. They have to face Zach Wheeler, right? It was like the double negative of, wow, they can win, but it's going to be tough. The Yankees sort of have that. Specter number one, they've been a better road team than home team. Mm-hmm. Specter number two, wait a second, I got to trust Carlos Rodon? So right. I think it's odd that the Yankees, with a 2-1 lead, even having game five at home, have like the opposite scary specter that the Mets had last night about, boy, we better get this done because we don't want to deal with that.
Could you imagine your wife dragging you pumpkin picking and you're sitting there thinking about Carlos Rodon pitching at Yankees?
Well, no, the challenge will be is if he struggles early, he's going to get booed in his own stadium.
True. That's true, too.
Just being honest.
Crazy. All right, here we go.
Number one.
And this is the number one reason the Yankees need to end this series tonight. The end of Bob Costas calling Yankee games, and hopefully forever. I respect Bob's legacy.
Number one?
He gives me, it's the truth, last night crossed on. Remember, I started the series defending Bob Costas calling this. I've had it. I can't take it. The stories are one thing. Not knowing what's going on is another. And I'm hoping that in 2 years when TBS is back on the AL playoffs, either the Yankees have disappointed us and we don't have to deal with it, or Bob Costas is rode off to retirement.
Are you trying,
Bob, get lost.
Are you trying to tell me you don't like accurate, exciting calls like this?
Line drive, base hit to center field. It was smothered out there. I don't know if it was caught.
It was caught.
Oh, my gosh. What a play. Oh, my gosh.
There are so many things that make me laugh about that. Number one, Bob's surprise, and then Ron.
Oh, my gosh.
And Ron being disgusted.
Yeah.
I love
Ronnie. How about an oh, my gosh in the midst of the Mets being oh, my God?
Yeah. I'm trying to think what happened here.
He can't see. That's what happened here.
No, I feel like, because if you're watching the game broadcast, so not actually looking at the field, because I went back and watched this.
Yes.
Just to see, like, how did he screw this up? The game broadcast, it looks like he, like, hits a shot into center field.
It does. No, absolutely.
But if you're from any other angle other than that straight-on camera, you can tell it's just a weakly hit. Not even, like, it's an easy play. It's basically right at Volpe, and it's floating in the air.
Do you remember who hit that ball for the Kansas City Royals?
Antonio Antino.
That's right. Good job, John. Vinny
Pasquantino.
Antonio Antino.
Yeah. They gave him the phonetic reading of it.
I think John was trying to make sure he got it right. You know?
He was reading the phonetic version of it.
You want a factoid about Vinny Pasquantino?
Yes.
Seriously, a real true factoid.
Go ahead.
Diehard Jets fan.
Oh.
Did you know that?
I did not.
And that's another Italian-American that's going to be playing first base for the Yankees in like 3 years from now when Rizzo completely falls apart.
I can see that. I can see that down the road. Let me get to the Rodon thing, and we'll get back to your calls in a few minutes, because this has been like something we've thought about over the last few days when Aaron
Going
Boone...
into last week, we were thinking about this.
Yeah, because when Aaron announced the rotation at the beginning of the bye week, he said, yeah, Gerrit Cole's going to start game one. We all get it. Carlos Rodon is pitching game two. And because of the way the off days were structured in this series, and I hate it, it's been awful. Game, off day, game. In fact, this is the only time the Yankees have played back-to-back days since the last weekend of the baseball season. That was almost 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's not baseball. That's not normal. And I'm not making excuses for teams, but the bye week is not good. Like, I think we just need to address that.
Right.
That's not an excuse for anybody. It's baseball, but that's not normal. This isn't the NFL.
True, and it hurts the Yankees because they weren't playing... They were meaningful games, obviously, because they still had to shore up, one, the division, but then ultimately the number one overall seed. But it felt like they were just kind of cruising their way to it. There wasn't an urgency in how they were playing.
I think that the Yankees do have one benefit to the scattered schedule, and they've used it very well in this series. So I don't want to say it's all negative. I think the negativity of the bats and you're out of a rhythm. The positive is how they've used their bullpen.
Yeah.
I mean, their top guys have been able to pitch in every single game without restraint because they don't play back-to-back days.
Yep.
So that's been a positive for them, and obviously the strength of this Yankee team during these three games against Kansas City has been their bullpen. Their bullpen's been incredible. But when they made the announcement, it lined up where you only need three starters, and Gerrit Cole could come back for game four no matter what, and then whoever pitches game two would come back in game five. And what scares me, and scares I think all of us, is that the insurance policy if you lose tonight is Carlos Rodon. And that's why I thought you had a great idea last week. And I know it's very, like, not go for the kill, but it's also really conservative. And that's, you know what, if I have a 2-1 lead, I'll start Luis Gil, who has not been used in this series. I'll hold Garrett Cole back for a game five. I trust him more than anybody else. And it's a double positive. Like, if I don't need him because we win game four, great. He's set to go for game one of the ALCS, no harm, no foul.
Right.
Now, I think he still is days-wise lined up for game one. Today's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Actually, I'm wrong. He's lined up for game two.
Right.
So he would not even pitch game one. So the benefit would be, if you win, you have him ready for game one. And if you lose, he pitches the winner-take-all game, not a guy who every Yankee fan has to be worried about.
Right. And I think the challenge would be the last start for Heel. Was that the end of September?
Yeah.
Am I seeing that right?
Yes.
The Pittsburgh start versus Skeens.
Right, exactly. And, he got banged around a little bit.
He did not pitch well in his last start. His last two starts, he didn't really pitch that well. He was pitching well before that when he came off the IL.
Yes.
Six scoreless against Chicago, and then good performances against Kansas City, of all teams, and Seattle. But you're right, his last two starts were not great. He gave up four home runs in the Pittsburgh game.
Weird day. There was a lot of rain in and out. He kept having to deal with the moisture on his hands. It was not a normal start. I'm not going to crush him.
No, I'm not going to crush him either. And I still trust him more than I Rodon.
Yeah, but my point is, it's been a little bit. Since he started.
It's been a little bit for everybody.
And maybe they will go to Heel in game five. They haven't used him out of the pen yet. Yeah, maybe they would stun us.
But Sean, I get it. Like the Met game plan.
I think he would be immediate on Rodon's heels.
Yeah.
I don't think that he's starting game five.
No, he's not starting game five. And I apologize, I said Mets. The Yankees game plan for game five is that Rodon is starting. They have a quick hook because it's an elimination game. And your backup plan is Luis Gil.
Right.
I would rather have Garrett Cole in that spot. That's all I'm saying, and I get that today's his day, and you don't want to screw up his rhythm, and I've made that argument, I don't want to screw up his rhythm, but it makes me anxious as we start this game, that if they don't close it out tonight, I would be very nervous about game five. Yeah.
I got to be honest, I was Team Tiki on this, and I've said it on the air, I love that Garrett Cole's starting tonight.
Of course, because he's going to close it out, and you don't have to worry about it. Like we're talking a hypothetical that's not going to ultimately happen.
Right.
The challenge would be, if you started Luis Gil, because Rodon, in theory, is not available. If he struggles, because he struggled these last few games, his last couple starts, I should say, back in the end of September, what are you doing?
You've got Ian Hamilton, you've got Tim Meiser, you've got Jay Cutman, you have a fresh bullpen. Now, I know those arms aren't great.
That's what I mean, though. But you're not putting your best effort forward. Now, if you start Garrett Cole, it's your best effort forward
absolutely.
To end the series.
Yeah, and they have a great chance to end the series. If they don't, though, I don't know how any Yankee fan is going to tell me they're going to be confident going into game five.
No.
You're going to be throwing Carlos Rodon and Luis Gil as his backup plan in a winner-take-all game at a very tense Yankee stadium?
I'll be throwing up all day, but I really have to believe tonight that they're ending this. And I love that I have my ace that's paid a lot of money to go out there, by the way, in a ballpark that's going to be less susceptible to Garrett Cole typical home runs when he hangs ones. I'm in this tonight. Let's go, Cole.
Now let's get it done. I agree with you. Because I think there's a fear if he doesn't get it done, game five is going to be one of those, you're not enjoying yourself. It's going to be one of those nights, a game five at Yankee Stadium. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.